sort of like the Adam's apple?
Yeah, they say some call it a goose.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
And one of these would be your
teeth.
And one of them would be a
tooth.
And this right up here, this part.
Gum.
Mm-hmm. And this part of your hand.
Palm.
And one of these is this
fist.
Yeah. And two of them would be
fist.
And the parts of your body that bend, like your elbow and your wrist and your knuckles, you call them your
joint.
And the upper part of a man's body is his
like
his chest?
I guess. Well, his arm, the upper part would be his
arm. From the waist up, really.
It'd be his chest.
Mm-hmm. And this right here would be your
shoulder.
And one of these is
hand.
And both of them are your
hands.
And this thing here that we walk with is
legs.
And this is
feet.
And one of them would be
foot.
And this part right here that you always hit on everything.
That's chin.
And now the back part of your leg, the back part of your thighs, like if a person squats down, they say they're squatting down on their
Your hunkers?
Yes, exactly. Now, talking about if a person who had been sick for quite a while looked kind of white about the face, you'd say they look a little bit
pale.
And a person who's real easy to get along with, you say that person's
good natured.
And
I believe you're that.
You think I am?
Yeah.
I'm so good. I'd like to be. Thank you. I think you're that. A person, especially, you know how teenage boys will be where they just knock into everything and hitting
and just slomach around. Just,
yeah.
I've seen them.
Yeah, and you'll say that, that they'll can't walk around anything without breaking it. You say, boy, they sure are.
Yeah, awkward.
Mm-hmm. Now, a person that keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense at all, or that keeps on doing things wrong no matter what you tell them, you might say that person's just a plain
idiot.
Would you ever say a fool?
Well, if he was just silly enough.
Uh-huh. Now that'd be silly.
That'd be downright silly.
A person to be silly would be a
fool.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard you're not supposed to call people?
Huh?
Did your mother ever tell you weren't supposed to call somebody a fool?
Yeah, I guess she has.
I think my mother told me that.
Yes, I think she told me don't call nobody a fool. Well, there's a lot of people that act silly when they really don't mean nothing.
Well, they don't.
There's a lot of them tries to.
Yeah.
And I went to a show, I went to a program Sunday night, and I thought that's the silliest outfit I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And it's a church program.
Oh, it was?
Yes, it was. There's an old gal got a pair of waist overhauls on, her handkerchief just barely stuck in, the other flopping down just like a tail. And she had on an old shirt, an old colored shirt. And she wouldn't let anybody talk to her. She just shook her head. I call it a blame fool.
Yeah.
And of course it is in the play for the video.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure. Yeah.
And now they're going to go off Saturday. They're going to leave a Saturday to put on these shows.
Oh.
They're going to be gone 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh.
And that's these teenage gals.
Oh, teenagers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go to the First Baptist here.
Yeah.
I've been to that church.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Well, Howard did used to come there.
Yeah, he used to always go there. I don't know if he does or not. That's where my cousin, his daughter got married. I was one of the bridesmaids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.